This podcast is about living in a marriage of psychological violence. To get a better understanding of the nature of psychological abuse and its impact on the victims, we are today talking to Inge Lue, who is a psychologist and director of Minoritetskonsulenterne in Lyngby. Welcome. Thank you. How do you define psychological violence? The organization Lev Uden Vold, Living Without Violence, defines psychological violence as repeated actions that degrades, humiliates, offends, manipulates, threats, or isolates the victim. The actions can happen during a state of affect, that is when you're agitated or having an argument, or they may be planned in advance with the purpose of controlling or limiting the victim's manifestation of life. Why is psychological violence so harmful to the victims? It is first and foremost harmful because it breaks down the victim's self-esteem and self-respect. Over time, it becomes more difficult to feel your own boundaries. And that makes you more susceptible to transgressive behavior from other people because you come to believe the accusations against you. You feel stupid and useless. You take the blame, also for things that are actually not your responsibility. What are the long-term effects? Eventually, you break down as a human being. It gets harder for you to feel anything, what is right, what is wrong, and what another person is allowed to do to you. Is it a certain type of women that get involved with or marry men that are psychologically abusive? You can say that it's easier for psychological violence to occur in asymmetrical power relationships. That is, a relationship where one side holds more power than the other, either because the person earns more money or has a residence permit in the country, or because they have the social network, whereas the abused is the one coming from abroad. According to science, it's often younger women, women with a poor economy, women with children, and quite often women with limited education who are subject to psychological violence. If you're married and wondering, am I a victim of psychological violence? Are there certain signs you can be aware of that indicates this is actually the case? The most important is probably unjust accusations. That is, if you're being accused of something that logically is not your responsibility, like the other person's mood. We are not responsible for other people's mood. They have that responsibility themselves. But it can also be threats. Threats do not belong in a romantic relationship. And it can be control. You have to be acutely aware of, well, that at first control may feel like caring. That's when you get acquainted and you may find it really pleasant with the immense attention. He wants to know your whereabouts all the time, and you can tell him, I'm at the cinema with a girlfriend. But at some point, there is a change. What used to feel so good, oh, he wants to know where I am at all times, it turns into him telling you, don't go to the cinema with your friend at that time. What are you doing outside at this time of the evening? Women who are in these dysfunctional relationships and are not happy, why don't they just leave their husbands? The point is that the abuse has often been going on for years. As I said earlier about the destruction of one's self-esteem, eventually you believe that the accusations are true. You begin to think, I really shouldn't make so much noise because it upsets him. We begin to take responsibility for the partner's mood and take responsibility for matters that are completely unreasonable. That's one aspect of the matter. The other aspect is that it's part of the control to make the women dependent. If you don't know the number for the NemID, if you don't know that there are caseworkers at the commune that can help you, all that information you don't get can make you very dependent of the abuser and make it very difficult to get out. women from other countries are often told that they don't need to attend language school. But if you don't go to language school, then you can't communicate in the local language. Women from other countries are often told that they don't need to attend language school. But if you don't go to language school, then you can't communicate in the local language. Then you know nothing about how to get help, and you have no way of getting that information. That makes it really difficult. Another matter, which is more internal, is the expectation in some cultures that it's the woman's responsibility to make the marriage work. Some women will experience that they go back to their own family and say, "Hey, it's not going so well," and then get the reply, "You have to make more of an effort." It's the woman's responsibility to make the marriage run smooth, and if it doesn't, then you have to do more. Many women in those cultures have also been told that you can't refuse to have sex when you're married. That is, if you're married, you have an obligation to say yes to your husband. And that is actually not in accordance with Danish legislation. So you can say it's an example of cultural assumptions about which constitutional rights you do not have once you're married. But in Denmark, you are entitled to all human rights, regardless of your social status. Can it be harmful for a child to witness psychological violence or maybe experience psychological or physical abuse too? Both. Children who experience or witness psychological or physical violence, well, their formative years are dominated by survival rather than development. Both. Children who experience or witness psychological or physical violence, their formative years are dominated by survival rather than development. They will often... Both. Children who experience or witness psychological or physical violence in their formative years are dominated by survival rather than development. They will often get a negative self-image. It's more difficult for them to learn what they need to learn in school. They will have a harder time to memorize. They will get low self-esteem, and they will find it very difficult to express their feelings simply because it becomes too vulnerable to say what you're feeling. So eventually you learn to disguise your emotions. Therefore, you must consider to walk away for the sake of your children. Because growing up in an abusive family, whether it's physical or psychological violence, is so harmful to children that you may destroy their chances of having a happy future by not leaving the abusive relationship. Finally, and this is a crucial point to make, children who are raised in abusive families, they have an increased risk of becoming abusive themselves. Yeah.